Good morning, everyone. I am Latrice Nicole, and I am here with Starting Out Keto. Well, I am on day 13. I meant to go in and talk about being keto every single day, but life kind of got in the way. You know how that is. You have so many plans, and then you jump on a roller coaster, and you realize that you have no time to do everything you thought you were going to do. That's how it turned out. Keto has been a straight mission for me. It has gotten better. I'm on day 13, but when I tell you, it started out being a roller coaster. Somewhere between day 3 and 5, I hit the keto flu. Okay? The keto flu. Well, I already knew it was happening, and I already knew it was going to come, so I kind of had to prepare myself. Now, let me give you a backstory on how I got to here. If you listen to one of my previous recordings about starting out keto, you'll see that my son was doing keto. And I had been curiously thinking about going keto to kind of help him. And he's had some good results. So I felt like, hey, I should try it too. I need some better results. I have a trip coming up for pleasure. And I want to look nice. So I was just like, you know, I'm thinking about it. Well, my second job is sending me to California. And I was thinking, okay, what is a better time to start this keto than on this trip? It's 3 weeks. All of like 18 days to be exact. I didn't have to worry about cooking for like somebody in my house who wasn't keto and then trying to cook for myself and cheating. So, So I turned my 18-day trip into my keto challenge. So that's how it all happened. I'm here for work. I'm still gone. I'm here until Tuesday, and I've been keto ever since I left. So day one, which is pretty much finding stuff to eat, like I kind of just went all in. You know, some people don't do this, some people work up to it, but for me, I set it in my mind that I was gonna go all in keto. And next day, like I knew before I left, pretty much I wasn't like I went cold turkey, but I did when it came to food. But mentally, I was already prepping myself that I was going to be going keto come that Monday that I arrived here on my trip. So Monday came, I was all in keto. I speak keto. So what I mean by that, I don't walk around telling everybody I'm keto all day long. But when it's time for a meal or somebody invites me out to eat, or I'm going to the cafeteria here we eat at, it's well known that I'm keto. Even the people I eat with every day, they know I'm keto. So they kind of keep me on track because they know when I show up in the line, it's like, okay, what can I eat? I have like an app also. I do my Fitness Pal, so I keep up on my carbs that way. And also, my circle right now knows like, oh, she's not going to eat that, or she can't eat that, or she needs to eat something else, you know? So they have been supporting me. They may laugh and stuff at me a lot of the times, because in the first few days of going keto, when your body's starting to work out those carbs, you're hungry. You feel like you're eating the world because your body is wanting carbs, but you're not giving it to it. So you're starving. So in the midst of 13 days. The first couple of days, I was always hungry. I looked like a garbage pit, okay? So I ate tons of just stuff, meats, everything that was like high protein, high fat. I was absorbing, like eating. I was hungry. I was looking forward to every meal. It was like breakfast. Okay, where's lunch? Lunch, and where's dinner? Oh my God, I gotta find a snack. And so I did that. And then eventually that started to subside, and I wasn't as hungry. And then around day 3, I realized I had a headache. And then day 4, I had a headache. And then day 5, I had a headache. And when I tell you this is like a headache of headaches, I took goodies, everything. Headache would not go away. It was just there. It wasn't like a bad headache, but it was a lingering headache where it was just like, it was there. I would take naps, I'll wake up, it was there. I'll take medicine, it was there. Now it would get a little better, but it was there. So then I did my research. And what I learned is that like salt water helps, staying hydrated, pickle juice, certain things. So one thing I want to tell you is if you're going keto or you're thinking keto, you have to go into this smart. You have to do your education. You got to do your research. You have to know how to Google on the spot, because there's some things that you love that you're going to realize you cannot have. And it's sometime you're going to find it out after you already ate it. You're going to think it's good. Everybody's going to be like, oh, do all the fruits and vegetables that you want. Not right. Not right whatsoever. You have to realize that there is some fruits and there is some vegetables that is okay for you to eat. They have low carbs. You can kind of work them in. Give them to yourself as reward days. Instead of using candy for reward days, I'll use some fruit. But you got to realize what you can have. My mistake when I first started was watermelon. I'm in California right now, and I went to eat, and they had like a whole bunch of watermelon. All I can think is, it's a fruit. I'll be fine. And oh my God, it's almost water anyway. So I indulged in watermelon for like 2 days. And then something was like, you should look up, is watermelon good for you? So I look it up and I realized watermelon had tons of carbs and sugars and all that stuff going on. So now I still eat my watermelon, but I may have like a few squares or however they cut it, cubes. And I go on about my business, and it's always based off of how I'm already doing on my carbs that day. So if I keep my carbs right, I'll have a few pieces of watermelon just to satisfy the taste. I still have some things that is carbs that I just didn't want to let go at the beginning. So I have a, it sounds funny. So I had a addiction to gummy bears, gummy things, gummy bears, worms, peach rings, all that. So I went cold turkey too. I'm like that area in life. So what I do is I take probiotics. I went in and I bought the gummy probiotics. So instead of eating candy every day, I get 2 probiotics. It sounds funny, but when I tell you I love my gummy stuff, that is my incentive every day. I look forward to waking up in the morning just to pop 2 gummy bears. And then at the end of the day, they're still good for me. All right. So there's ways to mentally still get what you want, and then programming your head that, you know, you're going to do it in moderation. And mine was just the vitamin gummy bears. And it's just 2. So what else other do I do that kind of just gets me by? Also, I take medicine in the morning. I chase my medicine with like a swallow of orange juice, which is high in carbs, but I'm only taking in like a swallow, so my body's going to burn it back off. And I just recently moved over to Powerade Zero. That's really good also. I had to find other things because water was just killing me. I did water. Water started killing me. So then I had to start looking for other things I can drink that I can get my hands on while I'm here at this class. So we have a local store. I do Powerade Zero. I still do my water. I do Diet Coke. I like Diet Coke for some reason. So I do that. It is good for you. It has 0 carbs, 0 sugar. Don't go crazy with it, but I do it. If I do it, I don't do more than like an 8-ounce cup. It's really, I just like to satisfy the taste. I'm not trying to indulge in it. I'm not trying to get full off of it. Just pretty much satisfy the taste. So it keeps me motivated to keep going, because I didn't cut things completely out of my life where now I feel like I'm in like keto jail. It's like, hey, keto's my lifestyle, but also I do these little things that I kind of enjoy, and I do them in very little moderations. For me, just to swallow sometimes just satisfies the need for me to keep going. All right, so that's like where I'm at and like the ups and downs. I'm on day 13. I'm not for sure if I have lost any drastic weight yet. Where I'm at, they have like really funny times at the gym. So I haven't been able to make it over there to get my weight. But what I do know is I started at 156. and I'm really feeling like things is going to go down. I feel really good about it. Just even getting up, getting dressed. Now, I don't think I've lost a ton of weight, like some people who does these big drastic weight changes. I don't think I've gotten there only because I don't get the fat intake that I need being here. I'm in the military. I'm on a military base, so they really push healthy a little bit. So I don't always get the fat intake that I need. So that could be slowing down. But what I do know is I feel like I've lost a lot of inches in areas that I need to lose inches. So we will be seeing. I'll be back on talking about my journey now from, I guess, day 13. Because I'm kind of like plateaued out now. Not plateaued like I'm not doing anything, but I'm comfortable now. So since I'm comfortable, I feel like I can get on and I can talk about it. This is probably will be the longest podcast of all the podcasts. Only because like I threw like 13 days worth of knowledge into one podcast. But I'm going to go today. I'm going to weigh myself as long as I get out of work before 2. That's what time the gym closes here. Like I told you, it's random times. But I'll know how much I weigh. And it's just been an experience. I work out more. And it's nothing physical. So if you're a person talking about, I don't go to the gym, I don't lift weights, don't worry about it. I'm not lifting weights. I walk into a gym all of to weigh myself. And then I kind of walk back out and I go do stuff. I take walks. I take long walks. I got my Fitbit. I try to get my steps. My goal is to do like 11,000 steps a month. Not a month. Oh my God. 11,000 steps a day. So somewhere between 8 and 11 is where I try to get. That's my goal. And I try to eat right. I drink my water. What else do I do? That's really what I do. I focus on what I'm going to eat. I focus on drinking water. I focus on getting my steps. I do some little cardio. I have an app on my phone, which is like, you know, a cardio app, which, you know, it's nothing major. It's how much I can do in bursts of 30 seconds just to get my heart rate up, just to keep moving. So that's where my mind state is. Stay moving so that I can lose some type of weight. So if you're listening to this and you're starting out keto, congratulations. I'm excited that you are taking this journey with me. And no matter where you are in the journey, it doesn't matter. We're all in this together. You have any type of questions, feel free to reach out. Feel free to ask any kind of questions. I'll answer them as I can. And if not, I will research them and get back to you. And I'll always let you know where I find stuff at because it makes life easier. This keto lifestyle is so much easier when you do it as a team with others. So tell people about the fact that you're doing keto. Don't keep it a secret. I know sometimes we like want to go on these secret diets and then just pop up like, wow, we're amazing. But it's actually hard when you try to keep it a secret because everybody's living life around you. They don't understand that you're actually doing this. And they're the first ones to ask you, hey, do you want to go out to eat? And then you're like, yeah, let's go. Because you think like, hey, I want to get something right when I get there. And then you don't because everything looks amazing. And then you have this, okay, I'm going to cheat day. I'm going to start again tomorrow. But if you just let people know, hey, this is what I'm doing, they're always really supportive of you. They may laugh and think like, oh my God, you're eating this keto crazy stuff. But they get it. So when you do go out, they get when you order something weird and your plate comes looking funny. And, you know, you guys both laugh about it. You eat it. You enjoy it. You go on with your life. So research. Get educated on this whole lifestyle before you just jump right in so you know what you can and you cannot do. And tell people about it. Talk about it. Hype it up. This is what you're doing. Be proud of yourself. You're doing a good thing. And whatever your goal is, you're going to make it. Okay? So stay focused. And drink lots of water. Buy you some pickles if need be. You might need them when you get the keto flu. Get you some Pedialyte, stuff that's going to replace the electrolytes in your body. It will help. And take you some walks. Enjoy life and enjoy the ride. keto is going to be okay. It's for you. It's for me. It's for everyone. You just got to take your time, okay? And that is all I have for you right now. It's been 15 minutes. Woo, you've been hearing my mouth for a long time. Hopefully you enjoyed the whole ride and you're ready to start this keto journey. I'll be back on. I'll talk to you soon. I am Latrice Nicole, your keto girl in Dallas. And I'll be talking to y'all soon. Bye.